little taste, a little mood setter for what will be on stage at the Foundry Theater this Saturday. That's day after tomorrow, November 11th at 8 p.m. It's a great pleasure to welcome some of the players, the director, the masher up of Mr. Shakespeare, and also alumni and friends of Antioch College. It's a pleasure to work. Welcome. First, I'll say thanks for coming to Julie Yetzi. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You just got off a plane from Hawaii.
Yes, we did. Nice 15-hour flight.
So it's really a morning interview for all of you.
Yes, well, and it's appropriate for this festival, the Ohio, the Good Morning Ohio Festival.
Does Ohio mean good morning?
Ohio means good morning.
It's perfect. Yes. Ohio, spelled O-H-A-Y-O, Ohio, and it is the Japanese Symposium and Cultural Event. Very, very cool. Also, a big thanks to just arriving by plane today, Chao R. Jing. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Such a delight. And Christine Lamborn.
Hi. Thank you so much.
We were all sitting on the floor out there, and you guys were glad to be able to do that after a big, long flight. A big thanks also to Abel Coelho. Coelho. Did I say it right?
Yes, and, you did.
Very good. And you are also an Antioch College alum. Welcome back to Yellow Springs. And if you would, tell us, it's called Walking Heaven and Hell, an evening of Japanese theater and dance. Julie, you agreed to sort of give an overview of how would you describe Japanese theater and its many aspects?
Its many aspects. Well, first I would describe it as not letting go of anything. So if you go to Japan, you can see performances of forms that have been around for over 1,000 years. So when you say Japanese theater, there's a great spectrum. Many people are familiar with kabuki, which developed in the early 1600s and is more flashy and very spectacle-oriented, but not all of it, just what we are more aware of.
Yeah.
And people know of the bunraku, which is one of the many puppet theater forms in Japan. And then older than those are no and kyogen, and no being the more poetic, spiritual, I would say, dramatic form, and kyogen, the counterpart that developed alongside of it, which is, it's comic, and it deals with the here and now, the mundane world, and these forms have been around since the 1300s.
So it's funny that having been that old, these must have been, these forms and these maybe same stories performed for these hundreds into thousands of years.
Indeed, they have.
It's amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. And they're passed down through families in No and Kyogen. So there are families, I think of them as artistic cottage industries, you know, that are kept alive in families. And one of the pieces, or the piece that we'll be performing tomorrow, is one that's been around for over 400 years in some form or other.
And with a twist, so it's a kyogen. How, if you defined kyogen, is it all musical? Is it is it all spoken? Is it does it always contain comedy, or
it always contains comedy? Yeah. I mean, the characters that you write kyogen with literally mean crazy words, so it is dialogue oriented, but it includes song and dance. Many plays will include one or both of those as well. It's satire, but it's a very soft form of satire. Anyone can be targeted and brought down to the ground, but it's no one ever gets hurt, is how my teacher always liked to describe it to me.
Well, that's sort of generous. No one's ever painted into a corner. There's always
Correct.
A way out.
Yeah, there's always a way out.
Julie Yetzi, one of the Antioch alums. You're the director, translator, and stagehand for this production this Saturday at the Foundry Theater. And Abel, you first of all, tell me when you were here, Abel. When were you at Antioch College?
I graduated from Antioch College in 2004.
So not that long ago, and just before the big event. And then you made your way to Japan.
Yes. First, I went to the University of Hawaii and studied Japanese theater with Julie right next to me.
Two alums, to Yellow Springs to Hawaii. Wonderful. Yeah.
And it was after Hawaii where I went to Japan and started working deeply with Butoh dance.
So Butoh is a part of what's being presented this Saturday, but also the Kyogen. So tell us about what you're performing is called Aspects of Hamlet.
That's right. Butoh dance is a avant-garde form originating in the post-war chaos in the late 1950s in Japan, and it's a very visceral form that sort of overturns traditional, beautiful aesthetics.
Wow.
And I would say that it certainly takes expression and emotion to limits and sometimes even tries to go beyond limits of expression and ends up being dry, but somehow very affecting. Now, I think that some of the overwrought emotion that we can read in Shakespeare's Hamlet is ripe to explore through the butoh form. And so for me, this is a fascinating way in which words and emotions and movement come together with music. And we try to push the limits of what can be expressed with these things. And there's always a gap between human beings, right?
Oh, yeah. And so, that's what all this is about, like bridging that, right?
It's about bridging this gap.
Yeah.
And so the piece is bilingual. It's performed in Japanese and English and occasionally backwards. But the piece is not about the bilinguality. Hopefully the piece itself overcomes the bilinguality and then it ends up being a piece about form and emotion.
Just sounds amazing. Walking Heaven and Hell, an evening of Japanese theater and dance right here on the Antioch College campus at the Foundry Theater. This event is free and open to the public. We hope as many people who can hear this now find your way to Yellow Springs this Saturday evening. The show gets underway at 8 o'clock. Come a little early. And so I'd like to know, what will we see on the stage other than the performers? I picture a very blank stage for some reason, as you were speaking, Abel?
It is true. The stage for the butoh pieces is quite blank with just a grand piano with live music by a renowned international composer Keiko Fujie, whom we're very lucky to have come perform.
And that was her performing the snippet that we heard coming in?
That's right. That's the Aspects of Hamlet introduction.
And you called it, by the way, a remix or a mashup of Hamilton. I've had Hamilton on the brain of Hamlet. I love that aspect that somebody would mash up Shakespeare.
Well, Shakespeare's words are quite powerful, but you know they often in performances of Shakespeare, the words come at such an easy flow that it's easy to let the language, sort of the beauty of the language or the terror of the expression just go right past you, right? And so we're trying these techniques to try to bring it a little closer to home. And so, yes, the play has lots of repetition. It has bilingual aspects. It's backwards occasionally.
I just love it. It just sounds amazing. And how cool that it is free and open to the public. And how cool is Antioch College. We'll turn now to Chawar and Christine. Tell us about your portion of the performance. You'll open the show, correct?
Yes, actually. We are going to be doing the first half of the performance, and then there will be an intermission, and then Abel's piece is the second half. So with the Kyogen, we are in traditional costumes that the Kyogen actors in Japan would wear. And
is that what we imagine, kimonos and or not?
Chawar?
This is Julie. Yes, they're traditional, but they're traditional from medieval times and quite layered and heavy. Yes. And in fact, we usually, Chawar in particular, has several layers of costume. Yes. So we often pack ice packs in between her layers.
Oh. Yeah. It gets a little warm.
With stage lights, it's warm
with
probably
stage
anyway.
Lights as well. Yeah.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Traditional costumes, and which will take about an hour and a half to put on before the show.
Yep.
And so I'll be doing a kind of a Kyogen primer before for 15, 20 minutes to get people into the mindset, because Kyogen is a stylized, conventional form, so it's very different if you go into – it's not realism. And so to just give some idea, put you in the mind space to look at Kyogen, and then they'll be doing a play.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Tell us about that. But just as you're talking, I get the feeling about this whole thing that we're like receiving a message through time, that this tradition has been sustained, that it's almost like you can walk in the shoes of someone from 400, 500, 600 years ago. It's really quite astonishing. Tell us about the play that you'll perform.
Well, we don't want to give too much away.
Right.
But it's called The Great Lord and the Passerby. And as Julie mentioned before, the original text is over 400 years old.
Wow.
But the great thing about Kyogen is that it was performed in such a way that the characters don't have specific names. So like we were talking about Hamlet, you have Hamlet, you have Ophelia. These people have specific given names, where in Kyogen plays, it's usually just the passerby or
the lord, the daimyo. Mother.
And from what we've studied, it seems that they did it this way so that it was relatable wherever they were performing it. You could superimpose somebody from your life as the audience member and see people that you know as these characters on stage.
That's very brilliant.
And it is very brilliant. And it's great because even though the play is over 400 years old, it's very relatable today. And I think that the audience that comes to see it will still be able to relate to it and maybe see somebody in their life or from work in these roles and in these positions.
Isn't that what we're always doing when we hear stories or even hear songs or see movies? I always find myself placing myself and making these people relevant to my own life. Mm-hmm. And that's brilliant that it's called The Lord and the Passerby. Mm-hmm. It is Chow Ar Jing, who yes. plays the Lord, and Christine Lamborn, who is the passerby. And mm-hmm. you'll do an excerpt for us?
We can, sure.
You better step back from the microphone if you're going to do that. Because Kyogen traditionally doesn't use any microphones. Oh. It's all.
Will there be mics at the Foundry?
Nothing close by. I think uh-huh. there are some up in the ceiling, so yeah, it'll catch and amplify in the back. But I don't think they need it.
Do you want to set it up or just...
Yeah. Indeed, you are the one I call. Where have you come from, and where are you going?
I am on my way to the capital. But why do you ask?
What's that? You are going to the capital?
Yes, I am.
What a perfect companion. I am also on my way to the capital. Would you consider accompanying me on the way?
Oh, no. Seeing your illustrious appearance, I would not make a suitable companion. I shall go ahead of you.
Ah, no, wait. I insist that you accompany me.
So,
even the speech pattern, very stylized, probably to accommodate for no microphones. You have to be able to project to the end.
Right. It was traditionally performed outside, and so you really had to reach an audience far away. And there's a pattern in the voice, like in Japanese, it's called niji atari, hitting the second syllable. So, and we've tried to transfer that into the English. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that you in Japanese, you'd something like,
これはこの辺りに住まいいたすものでござる。
So you can hear it starts down, it goes up, and then yeah. drive it down. And so bringing that into the English has been part of the process of translation and rehearsal.
I would like to know how each of you was drawn to Japanese theater, such an old... I mean, was it the past calling to you to be a part of the continuum? How did you find yourself a fan of and then engaging in Japanese theater?
I always really like interested in Japanese culture and always want to learn Japanese theater forms. And I'm luckily had the first one as a comedy form. I'm really enjoy it. And it's very stylized, but it helped me to train my body like physically very good, very stable. It also helped me with when I have Western performing. My body is very easily, I can do physicality things in the Shakespeare play and project very well my voice-wise.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it helps a lot. I really yeah. love, and it make you happy. We learn beginning from, like we speak Japanese in a play. Every one of us learned from Japanese.
Uh-huh.
And then we transform to English, which is
Do you do that yourselves? Do you do the translation? Or?
Translate the play, yeah.
So in your case, Chow Ar, you were drawn to it from a young age.
Yeah, probably 12 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to go to Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Christine, how did you find yourself being a player in Japanese theater?
Well, I am actually a Western theater master's candidate at UH Manoa.
Ah.
And so I had always been drawn, kind of like Chawar, to Japanese culture, to just anything that had to do with Japan. And one of the great things about UH Manoa is the Asian theater department. There is the specific degree that Professor Julie and Abel went and received, and now Julie is teaching there. So it just came about serendipitously that the curriculum for the first year that I was there was Kyogen, and I jumped at the chance and took all the classes that were offered for it. So
wonderful.
Here we are 16 months later, still going strong. So it's great.
Julie Yetzi, who you graduated from Antioch College, landed in Hawaii somehow, and then you drew these people as though you were the flame, and these wonderful theatrical performing moths came, and here you've brought them all the way back to Yellow Springs.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be back in Yellow Springs, because actually when I was here at Antioch, there was no theater. It was during the time when the theater was closed and there was no faculty, so I didn't do theater at Antioch. So to be able to come back and do a performance of Kyogen here is really wonderful.
Wonderful completion of a circle, isn't it? Yeah. It's Walking Heaven and Hell. It is an evening of Japanese theater and dance. It's the next day after tomorrow. That's this Saturday, November 11th, right here on the Antioch College campus and the Antioch College's Foundry Theater, thriving and going well. The show gets underway at 8 o'clock. I'll put information about all of this on WISO's Facebook page. Ladies, Abel had to leave us. He's got obligations, but thanks to him in his absence. And ladies, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Fresh off the plane. And good morning.
Oh, good. Ohio.
Ohio.